All right, so last week we began to talk about getting into God's frequency. Everybody say God's frequency. And what we said was the reason why it's important to get over into God's frequency is because this is where God wants you. When you get into God's frequency, God's system, there's blessings, joy, peace, comfort, all kinds of blessings over in this frequency. But even, listen to me, but even if you're saved, even if you're a Christian, you can still not walk in the frequency of God. Does that make sense? And what I want to teach you in the next coming weeks is how, because there are certain things that you can do that are going to pull you over to the right frequency. So if you're listening, if you're trying to find an FM station, but you're on the AM frequency, how many know you can look as long as you want? You're not going to find that station. And listen, there's Christians who've got caught up in trying to find joy and peace, but they got caught up in the world and they're on the wrong frequency. I want to start to teach you, because it's not complicated, start to teach you to get in this frequency where you can start walking in a quality. How many know sometimes you're going to say something and you know it's going to cut against the grain? But, and I started to do that, but I recognize I have God's word on it. See, how many know sometimes we think wrongly? And the word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. But there's a place that we can come and walk in the blessings that Jesus walked in. Jesus said, the works I do, you'll do. And then Jesus said, and greater works will you do. Because I go to the Father. So I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and he's going to empower you. So now you're not functioning like most human beings on a natural. See, most human beings, they have to function just on their intelligence and their just ability or their resources. How many know our resources are limited? I said, how many know our resources are limited? Come on, y'all still awake. Are you thinking about, you know, chimichangas too much right now? Come on, let's connect. So you've got to come on over to where God's frequency is, and you can connect with how God thinks. And then you start connecting to how God functions. You say, yeah, but that was Jesus. The Bible says in Philippians that Jesus emptied himself of all heavenly privileges. He was functioning as, was he God? Absolutely, Jesus was God. But on this earth, he was functioning as a man. But not just a man, as a man filled with the Spirit. Amen. And led by the Spirit. Well, you know what? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Who do you think the Bible's talking about when he says greater is he is in you? He's talking about the Holy Spirit. And you can tap into that realm, but there's some things that you have to do to tap into that realm. There's some practical things that are going to push you or propel you, you know what, or to connect you into the FM station. Does that make sense? Just like this seems old school, but you know what? Maybe you have it in your car. There's a button you press, and you can either connect FM or AM. I'm going to teach you how to connect that God frequency button. Amen. Now, we started last week. I know everybody knows the first step. I said, I know everybody knows the first step. Pastor George, you know why I know everybody knows the first step? Because we taught it to them last week, so they all know it. Okay? Look at your neighbor, say, if you forgot, the first step is obedience. All right. Now let me ask you, what's the first step? Amen. Oh, you guys are sharp. Amen. And what we said last week, just real quick review, what we said is how many ever felt like, you know what, you feel like somebody's tugging you this way and that way. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I want to do this, but the thing I want to do, I don't do. And the thing I don't want to do, I do. Ah! Have you ever felt that tug back and forth? Come on, are y'all awake? How many ever felt that tug back and forth? And what I'm saying to you is, you know what? We can let go of the evil and we can do the right thing. But obedience, when you make a decision, how many be honest? How many have God ever asked you to do something as far as obedience and it was hard? Okay, well, keep your hands up. But watch this. But when you stepped into it, you're like, why didn't I do this before? Is that not right? Why? Because God is smarter than you. Paul, remember when God asked Saul, and he says, man, why are you kicking against goad? A goad was a sharp stick. He's like, man, why are you living a hard life? You can live a good life over here. And granted, some of these decisions are counterintuitive, but if we will, that's what the Bible says, lean not unto your own understanding. But when you will acknowledge him and be obedient, say, I'm just going to do it. It don't even make any sense to me, but I just know he's smarter than me. And you do it. All of a sudden you come on over and you're like, oh man, I'm glad I made that tough decision. Hello. How many recognize the tougher decision would be if you didn't make the right decision to choose God? All right, that's all review. Say number one, you know what? To get in the frequency of God, I need to just be obedient. Not complicated, just do what God said. All of a sudden, it'll suck you right over here. I want to talk today, everybody say number two. Okay. Praise. Everybody say praise. Will put me in God frequency. It'll put you in God frequency. It'll propel you. It'll suck you right into it. Remember, James says something interesting. And listen, if the shoe fits, wear it. I'm smiling. If the shoe fits, wear it. Okay? Okay. How many ever complain? Raise your hand if you complain. Okay? Okay, if your hand's not up, you know what? I'll tell you where liars go in a little bit, okay? No, I'm just joking, okay. But how many know we all complain sometimes? Let me tell you what. Complaining is the opposite of praising. See, we neutralize complaining. We're like, hey. You know, how many ever been around somebody, you know what, and all they do is complain? You're like, right? How many like being around somebody who complains all the time? Like, oh, yeah. No, of course. Well, you know what? How many know you might be that person? Listen. You can't, you know when the Bible says, you're either gathering or scattering. Somebody said, you're either gathering or scattering. That applies completely. James said it like this. He says, why from your mouth comes both blessing and cursing? This shouldn't happen. This shouldn't be. What should be coming out of your mouth is you should always be a praiser. Always be a blesser. Listen, I'm not holding you. You know, how many know sometimes, man, we cut ourselves too much slack? The Bible says, you know what? Let no corrupt word should proceed out of your mouth, but that which is edifying for the hearer. Somebody say no corrupt word. See, I believe sometimes the reason why we do this is because we just get used to doing that. You know, I'm not going to do this. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not going to do this. But if I looked, if we went to your car today, would there be like, you know what, a 7-Eleven, you know, cup and a, you know what, and a, you know what, hot dog wrapper and a, you know what I mean? You know, can I tell you what? Sometimes, you know, or you ever gone to somebody's car and it's totally clean? Pastor Bradford's car was always immaculate. Always. Why? Because that's what habit he got into. And listen to me. How many know we get into bad habits? But we can get into some good habits too. See, I said, well, Pastor, that's unrealistic. No, stop cutting yourself so much slack. Don't allow any corrupt word proceed out of you. The Bible says by your words you're going to be justified, and by your words you're going to be condemned. Amen? So let's just get on to the praise side. Amen? Oh, you have every reason to praise God. I said, you have every reason to praise God. I said, you have every reason. Has somebody been redeemed? Amen? I'm asking, has somebody is in this house? I'm asking, in this house, has somebody been redeemed? Because if you've been redeemed, you got every reason to give him praise. You got no reason to complain about nothing. Nothing. Amen? No reason to complain. Why? Because Jesus Christ, you know what, has died for your sin. Amen? That's the only reason to just be happy 24 hours, 7 days a week. You know what? So I want to talk about the power of praise in getting you, watch this, out of a attitude of bitterness, contempt, wickedness, depression, and into an atmosphere of mercy. Into an atmosphere of mercy. Can I show you some things in the Word of God? Let's go over some foundational things real quick. Let's first turn to Psalm 30. Psalm 30, and we'll start with verse 1. This is so powerful. I will exalt you, O Lord. David's saying, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to exalt the Lord, for you have lifted me up. How many of God lifted up? For you have lifted me up. I have not let my foes rejoice. I have not let my foes rejoice over me. Listen to me very carefully. I'm going to talk a little bit today, but in the context of a battle. Everybody said a battle. And David is saying, let me tell you what, my enemies aren't going to win. Let me tell you what you do when you begin to praise. When you begin to praise, you begin, how many know that, how do I want to say this? How many know that music carries a spirit? Oh, Pastor, don't start talking about my music, man. Don't get in my face. I got, you know what, 4,086 songs on my iPad, and I like listening to any of them. Well, how many know that music carries a spirit? But I like to say it this way, because I think this is a better, actually, more theological truth. But think about it this way. Music actually attracts a spirit. Music attracts a spirit. I have a pastor friend, and he was listening to a show, and in the show, this show on TV, they were saying that these gang members, before they went out and we're going to shoot someone. How many know there's people who shoot other people? It's crazy. But before they did that, they would turn on this music and get them all, you know, geeked up. And you know what? What are they doing? Why are they doing that? Geeked up. That's a funny word, huh? Somebody say, my pastor's hip, man. Listen, I just am who I am all day long. Anyway. But before they get all geeked up, you know what? what they're doing is they're playing on this music because they're calling on this Spirit. How many know what happens? You know, don't get mad at me if you're a country Western fan, okay? How many know what happens when you play a country music backwards? Okay, the guy stops drinking. His wife and his dog comes back to him. I mean, no, I'm telling you what, you can listen to some country music and it's bad, amen. It's like, man, you know, Santa Claus came down the chimney, but he had no presents. It's like, huh? I never heard that country song. Oh, listen, long enough, you're going to hear it. It's going to be something negative about Christmas. Oh, you know what? My wife left me at Christmas, and I hate Christmas now because I always think about how she left me. Santa makes me cry all day long. Santa makes me cry. It's like, turn it off. You know, Pastor, you don't like country music? Yeah, I love country music. They're talking about Jesus. Amen. There's some country guy, he does all the old hymns, man. It's so good. I don't know, Tamara would know who it is. I don't know who he is. What? Alan Jackson. See, I love Alan Jackson. You like Alan Jackson? Yeah, man, because he sings about Jesus. Amen. But how many know this is true with any music? Watch this. You know what? For you have lifted me up, and I have not let my foes rejoice over me. There's a battle. And you are either going to win the battle or you're going to lose the battle. And let me tell you what the key is. The key is, what's coming out of your mouth? Are you complaining or are you praising? That's absolutely key. Look at this next verse. Oh, Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. Oh, Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. How many have almost been dead and God lifted you up? You have led me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Amen. How many know God's calling for us is not to go down to the pit? Watch this. Sing praises to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping shall endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your Father you have made my mountain stands, my favor you have made. My mountain stands strong and hid your face, and I was troubled. Do you see what he's saying? He's saying, let me tell you what. God is on my side. He has delivered me. You know, it's interesting because if you read Psalms 20, you're going to hear God say this. You're going to hear God say this. Or you're going to hear David say this. And David's like going to say, you know what? He has gone through this sin with Bathsheba. He has made some wrong choices. And he starts to cry out and say, God, I don't know where you are. I don't know where you are. Well, how come he changes? What happened between Psalm 20 and Psalm 30? Can I tell you what happened? He changed his song. See, how many of you have had bad things happen in your life? How many have been responsible for bad things that happen in your life? See, we've had bad things that weren't our fault, and we've had bad things that were our fault. Well, what do we need to do? We need to change our song. We need to get our praise on. We need to recognize. No, let me tell you what. Watch this. For his anger is but for a moment. How many know God's anger is but for a moment? His favor is for life. Now let me teach you this because it's hard to understand. But this is when David says his anger is for a moment. he's trying to explain something that's hard for us to understand, and he's using wording in our vocabulary. So here, excuse me. So here's how we all think. We all think linear. We all think the beginning, the middle, and the end. But how many know God is outside of time? No, we don't even understand. It's like, you know what I mean? You start to get a brain, cramp when you start to, it's outside of time because we only know time. So the word is trying to describe something in a way that we can understand it. But it would be better say, because here's the reality, God's anger, it'd be better said like this. God understands when you sin. He sees it and he doesn't like it because he loves you and sin is going to cause death. Does that make sense? But his anger really isn't for a moment because he's outside of time. He's trying to communicate that God sees your issues, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ, it's no big deal. Amen? And he puts, watch this, he puts that in your sin because of the blood of Jesus. He puts it in the sea of forgetfulness. Can I tell you what? God not only forgives you, but he forgives you. He forgets you. Not forgets you, but forgets your sin. Does that make sense? Isaiah. Where do I want to go first? Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 10. Watch this. But those who have gathered, it shall see it and praise the Lord. Those who have brought it together shall drink it in my holy courts. Now watch this. Go through the gates. Prepare the way for the people. Somebody say, prepare the way for the people. Listen to me. Your job is to prepare a way for lost people to come into the family of God. That's your job. That's what he's talking about. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, take out the stones. What's the highway? What is a highway? A highway is just a road that a lot of people can get on easily. That's what a highway is. But he says this, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, but he says go through the gates. What's the gates? There's wording, descriptive wording in the Bible, and the Bible will define what this descriptive wording is. Where do we find, Pastor, where do you find that? Well, turn to Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 18. I have it up here on the screens. Look. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your borders. You shall call your wall salvation and your gates what?
Praise.
You shall call your gates what?
Praise.
Your gates shall be called praise. See, this is what God intends. This is what happens. When you stop complaining and begin to praise God for what he has done, you open up this gate for other people to come in to the family of God.
Amen.
You know what? We can't afford to waste our time complaining about the weather, about our clothes, about the food. You know what? The food's too hot. The food's not hot enough. You know what I mean? Oh, it's too hot in here. It's too cold in here. It's too rainy. You know what? Last year it rained too much. You know what I mean? All this stuff, just complaining. How many know you start to find a way to complain about anything. When I worked in Albertsons, there was a stronghold, listen to me, there was a stronghold of complaining. How many of your job, you know what, you live in a you work at a place and they complain all the time. People around you just complain all the time. Come on, raise your hand if they just complain all the time. Well, when I worked at Albertsons, they complained all the time. I'd come in and the only thing they had to say is, you know what, hey, Drew, you know what, what time's your break? What time are you off? That's all you got to say? What time's your break and what time? Why? Because that's all they thought. All they thought was negative, negative, negative. Complaining, complaining. Stronghold of complaining. And Tamara was in that environment. What did I do? I came in and I prepared a way for Tamara to get on the highway to God. How did I do that? You know what? I did it with praise. Amen. Everybody else will be complaining and I'll come in and think, you know what? I got every reason to be happy. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. The favor of God is on me. I'm above and not beneath. Amen. I'm telling you what, I believe that God is on my side. And if God is for me, who can be against me? And what are you complaining about anyway? You know what? You're in air conditioning. You know what? You get a break and you can eat, you know what? I mean, I got to eat, you know what, powdered donuts and chocolate milk on my break. How many know it's a good life? You know what I mean? In air conditioning. See, you know, but you can find something to complain about all the time. Amen. I said, I was a mess with those people. You know what? Pastor George, I'd get right up there, and there was this big thing. It said Albertsons. You know what? And I'd get in front of them all, and I'd say, guess what? You know what? We get to work for the big A today. The big A. They used to put me on Quick Check. Quick Check was the worst because you had to deal with the most people. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, $4 orders, you know what I mean? A lot of them. So it was, you know, just a lot of change, a lot of people, a lot of chaos. You know what I mean? And they used to put me on Quick Check. Quick Check was check stand number one. Check stand number one. And there was check stand 9, check stand 8, check stand 7, 6, you know what I mean? And I would go to the office and I'd get my till. And I would walk by all the checkers. And I would, with, you know, and they knew Quick Check was the worst thing, but I'd walk by them and I'd say, you know what, I'm going to check stand number one. Because you know why? Because I'm number one. That's why they put me, because I'm number one. Amen. I'd say, you know what, and I knew they knew I was messing with them. You know what? But I say, you know what? Listen, nobody takes care of the customer like I take care of the customer. That's why they put me down there. Because they want me with all the most customers. That's why they didn't want me with the most customers. I don't know why. You know, whatever. But you know what? I was number one. I was going to tell them all I was number one. Amen. Tamara used to scratch her head because she couldn't figure out, you know what? What in the world? That she used to say, man, that guy is the fakest, phoniest guy. Nobody is that happy. What am I doing? I'm taking care of the gate that other, maybe even other Christians she was around had closed because they were too busy complaining. See, we can't afford to not have our praise on. We can't afford not to sing the praises of God. No, we got too many people counting on us. Amen? Are you catching this? Is this making sense? Somebody glad they came today? No. And it might be confrontive. Maybe it is confrontive. I'm not trying to, you know, be in your grill, but all I'm saying is maybe we need to change what's coming out of our mouth. Maybe Christians ought to be filled with more praise. And maybe we'd have a better, no babies about it, we will have a better result if we start to understand the importance of what we're doing on the face of this earth. Amen. Amen. Psalm chapter 8, verse 2, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, I have ordained strength. God, listen, you're in a battle. God has ordained you to be strong. But watch this, because we're going to put it together. Because listen, you can't be strong if you're too busy complaining about you got a flat tire yesterday. Or your car has over 100,000 miles on it. Or you know what, whatever you come up with, your stuff. We're not strong by that. The joy of the Lord, the Bible says, is our strength. You are ordained to be strong. Watch this. You have ordained strength because, watch this, because of why? Because of why? Come on, somebody help me out. Because of why? See, God knows you have a battle and you can't. Listen, he's recruited you. And so he needs you to be strong. So he's ordained that you be strong. Watch this. Because of your enemies, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. How many used to be, I'm just asking, how many used to be, we won't get into detail. You know what? Whatever your deal was, how many used to be there? Come on. And what happened is he silenced you. You know why he silenced you? And all of a sudden, you know, they're all kind of people and they're talking about God and you know what? I have nothing to do with God. How crazy those Christian people are. And the next thing you know, he silences them. You know how he silences them? They come into the family of God. Amen. Amen. Is that good? Amen. That's what he did to Saul. How many know he silenced Saul? You know what? Got him on his team. He went from, anyway, is that making sense? But watch this. Watch this. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants have ordained strength because of your enemies. God has put you, you say, perhaps I'm not that strong. I'm not that mature in the Lord. Well, God says, can you praise? Because I don't care if you're, you know what? I mean, we heard Aaron speaking something coming out of his mouth today. Amen. Right? What I'm saying is you don't have to be that mature in the things of God to recognize God is on your side and he sent Jesus to you. Is this making sense? But watch this, because Jesus is going to quote this. But watch this. Watch how Jesus quotes it. Watch this. Where I want to get? 16. And he said to him, do you not hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, listen to what he says. Yes, have you never read? Now watch what he does. Have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants? But do you see the change here? It's not talking about strength. He says, you have perfected what? Praise. What, you think Jesus can't quote the word accurately? No, Jesus can quote the word accurately. What's happening here is Jesus is giving you insight to where strength comes from. You know where strength comes from? From you stop complaining and put on your praise. And all of a sudden, watch this, you open up gates. Listen, if we would just understand the power we have and stop complaining about things that bug us and start to praise God for what he has done for us. I'm telling you what, you're going to open up a whole, you're going to tear down a bunch of gates, you know what, that other Christians haven't had the boldness to tear down, and you know what, you're going to have people look at you and say, what is your problem? But the next thing you know, they're going to be asking, you know what, who is this Jesus? Amen. Amen. It is amazing what could take place in your life if you would start to discipline yourself to sing praise songs. It'd be amazing what could happen. And you say, well, yeah, but Pastor, I don't have a good voice. Oh my goodness, are you kidding me? See, you know what you're like? God is so into you. You're like that girlfriend who makes, like, you know what, the worst taste in food. You know what I mean? She makes you something and you're like eating, you're like, eh. Hello? But how many know, you know what? Watch this. How many know your love for someone can totally taint your taste buds? You're eating this and it's awful, but you're thinking, man, this ain't that bad. Can I tell you about your voice? You say, I can't sing. I'm not going to sing. No. The Bible says of your voice, you know what? You are a sweet, your voice is a sweet smelling aroma to God. He loves it when you sing. He don't care that you can't, you know, it don't make any difference. Amen. Amen. It is sweet. I'm looking in the camera, right? I was listening to my wife singing the other day. My daughter's laughing. My wife might not have the most excellent voice in the world. True story. But can I tell you, this is the truth. But she was singing, and man, I loved hearing her sing. Yeah, that's corny, huh? But let me tell you, but it's not corny. It's the truth is, that is the honest truth. I loved it. It sounded good to me. See, that's how it is when you sing. Don't deprive God of what, and let me tell you what, it's going to pull you right over to a whole different frequency. Yeah. Part of the reason why, how many know you hear your own self complain? Part of the reason why you're in your mess is because you keep on talking. Oh, that sounded rude, huh? I didn't mean to be rude. Yeah, it was direct, amen, it was direct. But you hear yourself, so you create this whole atmosphere. Listen, you're creating the atmosphere of yuck. And I'm saying you can pull yourself right out. I said you can pull yourself right out. And as you're pulling yourself out, you're going to pull all people with you. Watch this. You want me to illustrate? I said you want me to illustrate? You asked for it. I don't know if you know these songs. I don't really care if you know these songs or not, because I'm singing these songs. Amen. Listen to this song. Yeah, I don't even know this. You know what? Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Ooh. Do you feel it? Do you feel the pull? Do you feel, listen, I'm over here, but I'm taking y'all with me, amen? Are you understand what I'm saying? Are you understanding what's happening? Exalt the Lord our God. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Holy is he. I'm going to sing, sing, sing. I'm going to shout, shout, shout. I'm going to sing, I'm going to shout. Praise the Lord. When the gates are open wide, I won't be sitting by Jesus' side. I'm going to sing, I'm going to shout. Praise the Lord. I'm going to sing, sing, sing. I'm going to shout, shout, shout. I'm going to sing, I'm going to shout. Praise the Lord. When the gates are open wide, I'm going to be sitting by Jesus' side. I'm going to sing, I'm going to shout, praise the Lord. You see what's happening? I got a river of life flowing out of me. I better go lower here. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, that makes me whole. Oh, oh, spring up, oh well. And speak to me that life abundantly. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 But what about what happened to you this week? I tell you what, I had a bad 10 days. I filled up the pool a lot. Yeah, I forgot the underwear. It wasn't good. What are you talking about, the underwear? I filled up the pool. When I fill up the pool, I'm supposed to put underwear on my head so I don't forget to turn it off. And it was really hot, so I got in the pool, and the pool was too warm, so I turned on the valve and cooled myself off, which was great, but I forgot the underwear. And so I got out of the pool, which was fine at 4 o'clock, but at 8 o'clock, it was not a good day. Wasn't a good day. Why? Because when my pool overflows, it goes into the window, which goes downstairs to my daughter's room in the basement. And we had just laid a floor, and we had to tear it all up. It was a mess. 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 But praise God, we cleaned it all up. You know what? And after we cleaned it all up, we had it all cleaned. And I came home the other day, and I walked in, and Tamara had this look on her face like, ah! And I was like, what? And she's like, I put the bathtub on. It's overflowing. Go downstairs. Hopefully it's okay. And I went downstairs, and guess what? So, Pastor, what'd you do? I got a mop and I cleaned it up. See, listen to me. Part of the problem with your problem is you talk about your problem too much instead about the praise of what God's doing in your life. Well, what you do? Ha, 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 ha. Ha, this is the second verse of that. Ha, 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 He gives me living water, and I thirst no more. He gives me living water, and I thirst no more. He gives me living water, and I thirst no more. See, let me tell you what. It doesn't make any difference if you're starting to understand the power that you have, because what will happen in your life, the power of praise will tear down those gates. You're going to tear down those gates in other people's lives, and you're going to start to tear down those gates in your life, and you're going to open up this highway to heaven that should be easy for people. See, people should look at your life and be attracted. People should want to be like you. And they can't. If you're looking at, if you're just talking about all the circumstances and all the junk, and I refuse to do it. I don't have time to do it. There's too many people relying on me. There's too many people counting on me. There's too much of a calling on my life. And let me tell you what, you're the same way. Stop with these excuses thinking that, well, you're not a pastor. Listen, you're a child of the Most High, and you are called to break down those gates also. It's not just, oh, well, pastor's crazy because he's just always happy all the time. No, I make a decision. And I allow the praise of God to pull me into the atmosphere of faith, the atmosphere of God, the frequency of God. Is this making sense to anybody? Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're the glory. You're the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. 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 You're the lifter of my head. See, you don't see what happens? See, this is supernatural. I'll go old school. Can I go old school? No, that wasn't old school. I'm going to go old school. I'm going to go ancient school for you. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it is true. It satisfies my longing like nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. What am I doing? I'm exercising strength in a crazy world. Let me oh man, let me do one more. Oh yeah, I can't not do this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Why? For he has done great things. For he has done great things. For he has done great things. Bless his holy name. So, Pastor, what do you sing? What do you say after that? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Listen, you sing that about 45 times. And I tell you, and what is the truth? And it gets funner every time. I mean, that ain't nothing. Disneyland don't got nothing on me, amen. I'm serious. It just gets funner and funner. Amen. And then I get all country with it. My kids all think I'm wacko. Amen. How many know what I'm saying? See, listen. Listen, you are called to, you know, it's not me. I'm not talking about what I don't do this in church. I mean, I pray as God with you in church, but I'm not describing something that predominantly I'm doing in church. We hardly sing any of these songs in church. Right? Is that not right? Where'd you come up with this list? I came up with this as my home list, amen. I got a bunch of other stuff. Man, I was, and this is true. Half these songs, I forget half of the words, amen. What do? I just Google it, amen. I'm serious. Me and Ryder last night, 3 o'clock in the morning, man. We're just having a time with this gospel choir, man. I punch in this song. I knew about this song. You know what? I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Well, this gospel song was singing. Oh my goodness, me and Ryder had a time at 3 o'clock in the morning. See, what am I doing, man? I'm preparing something. I'm getting into a frequency of God. And when I get into the frequency of God, what happens? Joy, peace, healing, forgiveness, bitterness goes. All this stuff, I'm telling you, you can't do this and stay in this crazy frequency over here. You can't do it. It'll just pull you out. You'll have no, you're like, I don't even understand why I'm so happy. I do, because you pulled down the gates. How many hear what I'm saying? How many feel convicted in what? I'm just asking. How many feel like God is speaking to you in some way? That I'm asking that you need to make some correction in your attitude and your words and your songs. Amen? See, most of us were just too busy singing the enemy's songs. You know, I mean, you know, the great theologian Mick Jagger, you know what? He told us a long time ago, from the heart and the mouth speak. What did Mick Jagger teach us? I can't get no satisfaction. Is that not right? And he was he not trying? Yes, he tried, and he tried. And what? He tried, 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 tried. He tried. He's trying. Can I tell you what? That's where some of us are. And we're looking for love in all the wrong places and looking for satisfaction. And we can't get no satisfaction. Let me tell you why. All you have to do, listen. You have satisfaction. You have everything you need for life and godliness. You just need to be pulled into the place. Now, I'm going to close with this. If you haven't come into the family of God, you're not a Christian, or you're not sure you're a Christian, you're going to say a short prayer. And I'm going to ask you, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you'd like to accept Jesus in your life, I just want you to raise your hand. Any place in the room. Yes, in the back. Thank you. Who else? You can put your hand down. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You can put your hand down. Who else? Yes, you can put your hand down. Thank you. Anyone else? Let's pray this prayer. Just say this. Jesus, come in my heart. Change me from the inside out. I want to become a Christian. I want to please you. You take control of my life. Forgive me. I make you my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, if you did that, listen to me. If you did that, we believe that Jesus came in your heart. That today is your spiritual birthday. That God is going to, he's already done it instantaneously. But he's going to continue to give you a whole new desire. We've seen this over and over and over again in this church. Find a good Bible-believing church. Maybe it's this one. And you come every Sunday and Wednesday. You give us 1 year. And watch what will happen in your life in 1 year. Now, we're going to dismiss in a minute. But for anybody else who wants to raise their hand and say, Pastor, you not only preach a sermon, you were reading my mail. And I need to not leave until you pray with me. I need to say, my attitude was wrong. I need to change my song. I need to get more on the praise side than I've been. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand. I want to pray with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Keep your hands up if you would. Thank you. Thank you. Father, you see these who have their hands raised. We thank you, Father. May this be a place of praise. May the praise that takes place at this church be done on Sunday and Wednesday and Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. May it be not something that we turn on Sunday and Wednesday, but may it be our life. And we ask for forgiveness. Somebody say, God, I ask for forgiveness in the times that I have focused on the wrong thing. Jesus, I thank you for reading my mail and speaking to me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Now, in a minute, I'm going to dismiss you. But before I do that, I'm going to have elders come up. When we dismiss, they'll be here. Maybe you feel like, Pastor, you guys can come up now. Pastor, I want a little bit more time to pray. They'll be up here and they can pray with you. Okay? If they're busy, just sit on the front row. There'll only be a couple minutes and there'll be a spot that opens. We want to make sure that everybody who wants prayer gets prayed for. Amen. And then last but not least, what a nice shirt you have on, Pastor Paul, today. So Pastor Paul is over here. And if you accepted Jesus, we have a gift for you. We're not trying to be manipulative. We just want to get you going in the right direction. We do want to connect with you. But if you would, when we dismiss, everybody be walking around. He'll only be with you for just a couple minutes. But if you'd like, we really want to give you that gift that you could start off right. Does that make sense? How many glad you came here today? Okay. Wow. Praise the Lord. Let's say this. Can I speak a blessing over you? I call these people blessed. I thank you that as they have come and spent time in their day seeking you, Father, I thank you that you will honor what they've done. We thank you that good choices and they'll have a good life. And so, Father, I thank you for the choices that they made. I call them blessed. I call them healed. I thank you for what you're doing in their life. I thank you for changing us all from the inside out. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, 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 amen.